Ministry of Higher Education, Syrian Virtual University, School of Law. The subject's title is International Trade Law by Dr. Imad al-Din Muhammad. The following recording was presented by Mubadaratu Dawu, Light Initiative, and recorded by Karam Jamil Dannan. The following recording will cover the pages from 1 to 10. Chapter number 1. Introduction to International Trade Law. Main paragraph number 1. Introduction. The increase of international trade, along with the expansion of information technology, is developing a global trading market along with international economic interdependence. International trade law concerns a large number of actions and activities involving agreement for sale of goods, the terms of their carriage, quality and quantity, insurance and intellectual property issues, international business law, international business transactions, international commercial law, international sales law, international economic law, and international finance law are all terms that can be used interchangeably. We can divide the whole phrase of international into parts. For example, in the language of Latin, inter means between. National means native. Trade means the exchange of goods, services, and technology for profit. And law means the regulation of conduct. Therefore, in a simple sense, we can define the term international trade law as being the regulation of the conduct of parties who are involved in the exchange of goods, services, and technology between nations. Main paragraph number 2. Public and private international trade law. International law is commonly described as public and private. Public international trade law is the regulation of conduct in commerce between nations. States is used to refer to national governments instead of the word governments, due to the fact that some governments may change and the new government may not be recognized internationally. Private international trade law is the regulation of conduct between private traders in different states. It generally does not involve the trading activities of individual consumers. For example, a tourist who buys souvenirs while on holiday. However, there is a level of protection. For example, the East India Company is the world's first multinational, and it was founded by the Royal Charter of Queen Elizabeth I in 1600. Main paragraph number 3. Sources of international trade law. There are 7 main sources of international trade law, and each has a different level of power. The hierarchy of source law is as follows. Subparagraph number 1. Agreements between states. These are known as treaties or conventions and are the closest international equivalent to legislation in domestic legal systems. Treaties can be bilateral, meaning agreements between two states, or multilateral, meaning agreements between many states. Treaties can impose legal obligations on the parties and declarations impose moral obligations. Subparagraph number 2. General practices between states. This includes trade customs that have developed over time and become standard trading relationships. The body of Lex Mercatoria is the general principles of customs among international traders. It developed from the law merchant and contains any general aspect of international trading which has been used, accepted, and recognized by traders over a period of time. These are not fixed and will depend on the practices between international traders at a particular time. They also vary from place to place. As such, it is extremely difficult to see Lex Mercatoria as a body of law for international trade, because it is not comprehensive and cannot be universally applied. Subparagraph number 3. General recognized principles of law. These are principles of law recognized throughout national legal systems around the world. They also consist of the procedures and legal principles held in common by the civil and common law systems, such as good faith, pact sunt servanda, that the contract will be enforced according to its terms, and the obligation to mitigate damages. Arab traders used the Silk Road from Shanghai to Egypt and had their own trading arrangements, usually based in barter, and this can be considered as part of Lex Mercatoria. A major underlying principle in international trade is good faith. The duty of good faith is basically a duty to act properly and in good conscience. Subparagraph number 4. Previously decided cases and academic writings. Previous arbitral awards will be considered by arbitrators, and previous judicial decisions will be considered by national courts. The writings of leading academics is also considered of some importance as a form of expert commentary on the state of the law in a certain area. Subparagraph number 5. Agreement between traders. This is known as the principle of party autonomy, which means that traders should be free to make contracts on their own terms and to decide how disputes between them should be settled according to what particular law. Subparagraph number 6. Domestic law. In many transactions, if a particular issue is not settled by an international convention, a generally recognized practice or principle, or by a specific term in a trade contract, then domestic law is applied. Subparagraph number 7. Dominant commercial organizations. Large multinational companies who have a significant hold on the market for a particular product, commodity, or service can greatly influence how the market operates and under what conditions. The regulation of an industry can be determined by its main player, and it is difficult for an economic environment where the aim of businesses is to maximize profits for those with power not to use and abuse it. An example of market dominance is the sugar industry in Australia. Sugar is prohibited from being imported, and sugar prices are set by CSR in conjunction with the Queensland government. This is the end of main paragraph number 3, which is Sources of international trade law. Main paragraph number 4. International trade organizations. Subparagraph number 1. Intergovernmental organizations, IGOs. These organizations are created by two or more states to pursue common interests as an entity separate from its members. A charter is formed, which states the objectives, functions, and structure of the organization. Some examples include the UN and the European Union, EU. Other organizational types include economic communities, such as the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, and free trade associations, such as the North American Free Trade Association, NAFTA. These are arrangements where the states involved agree to reduce or eliminate tariffs amongst themselves, but maintain their own external tariffs. Subparagraph number 2. Non-government organizations, NGOs. These include non-profit and profit organizations. Non-profit organizations coordinate the interests of private national groups. Examples include the International Chamber of Commerce, ICC, the International Bar Association, IBA, the International Maritime Organization, IMO, and the International Air Transport Association, IATA. Profit organizations are transnational corporations, TNCs, which have subsidiaries and joint ventures in several states. This is the end of main paragraph number 4, which was international trade organizations. And this is the end of the first recording of the subject international trade law. Thank you for listening, and we wish you a good day.